I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode here at the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Mittelstead. This week, our topic is the power of acceptance. And on today's episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast Weekend Edition, we're going to discuss everything beyond the present is a story. The only moment in time that exists for us as spiritual beings living in a physical world is the present moment. In this present moment, there is only the experience of it as it exists. There is no story about it. It just is what it is. The next moment will also just be what it is, and so on. Now, in this present moment, we have a choice. We can either be aware of this present moment and accept it for whatever it is, being neither good or bad, or we can allow our ego to take conscious mind control and make the choice to allow our ego to judge this present moment and create stories about this moment. But you have to know that our ego never creates stories that are beneficial. The ego can only narrate our present moment by making comparisons to similar situations from our past or create stories of possible outcomes based on our past or how things have always played out for us. So the ego cannot be in the present moment and accept it for what it is. It always has to be chattering away, passing judgment on our current situation. You have to remember that the current situation, whatever it is, requires no judgment, because judging our present moment as either good or bad doesn't change anything about it, except our reaction to it. To be able to accept things as they are is an enormous challenge. We typically have expectations of other people and the world around us. We almost always expect the world to be the way we want it, and when it isn't, we have a very hard time accepting it. But whether we accept things as they are or not does not change how things are in the present moment. The present moment is what it is. It is always what it is. It's the stories our ego creates that changes our perception of the present moment. Think of anything you've experienced. Every moment of your life is just a series of present moments. You really have no way of knowing what the next present moment will be like, as it hasn't happened yet. But your ego acts like it knows, and so it engages in creating stories based on the present moment, and if you don't consciously take control of your thoughts, the stories that get created are going to create problems that don't even exist. The only problems that can exist are the ones in your mind, and they seldom have anything to do with the present moment. Everything in our mind is only in our head, not in our present experience. The power of acceptance is incredible. The ability to accept things just as they are, whether the present moment is happening as you expect it to or not, is an amazing thing. Not everything that we experience is enjoyable, nor can it be. Happiness cannot exist without sadness, positive without negative, etc. We need the bad to give the good context and meaning. If we can remain aware of this, there is no reason for judging the present moment. We can just accept it for what it is. In this way, even if the present moment is not something to our liking, we can calmly accept it and respond as necessary. But most things that happen in our life aren't always going to go the way we want them. And instead of acceptance, our ego creates a story about the present. For example, I live in northern Wisconsin in the United States. I have a very difficult time accepting that it will be cold and snowing for at least another 4 or 5 months out of this year. That's just the way it is here. I could move to a warmer climate, except we have one daughter still in school, and we really do not want to move far away from our children and grandchildren at this time. This morning, I woke up, and the temperature outside is 15 below zero, not including the wind chill. With the wind chill, it's minus 31 below zero. Now, that is not how I wish it was, yet that is how it is. Now, I could just accept it, especially knowing I really don't need to go anywhere today. But what stories does my ego create? I hate winter. It is so cold that everything I might need to do, like if it snowed, I'd have to be out there in these temperatures clearing the snow out. My daughter has to get to school, and my wife has to go to work, which means their cars need to be started and warmed up. Oh, what if neither of their cars won't start? Then I'm going to have to jump start them, which means I'll have to stand out in this cold and mess around with jumper cables. I'm going to have to go out and freeze for a bit in order for them to get to where they want to go. This triggers my ego even further to create even more stories. So, of course, I check the weather app on my phone again and wonder when this deep freeze will be over with. Now my ego is thinking about weather forecasts, what I have to look forward to. These are just stories, though. Let's go through this scenario again. What is actually happening in the present moment? It is bitter cold outside. That's all. I don't have to go out and shovel any snow, yet it is a story my ego traps my conscious mind in, bringing up emotions like frustration or even anger and resentment for still living in this climate. Thankfully, my daughter does not have to go to school today, so I don't have to start and warm up her car either. Have I had to in the past? Yeah, but not today. Today, it is bitter cold out. But my ego is dwelling on a story of having to be out in it when I don't have to. I did have to start my wife's car, but she parks in our garage out of the wind, and it started just fine. No need to jump start any cars, and I'll be indoors the rest of the day. Everything besides it being cold out is just a bunch of stories my ego has created, because in the present moment, it is bitter cold out, and I cannot accept it. I'm in a bad mood, angry, resentful, and concerned about stories that have not even happened. In my present moment, it's just cold out. Everything else is just stories that are taking away enjoying my present moment, which is me being inside my warm home, even though it's bitter cold outside. My lack of acceptance causes me to not have gratitude for this and enjoy the warmth and comfort of my home. My non-acceptance of my present moment is being ruined by my ego and its stories. Do you see how powerful acceptance can be? I could accept things as they are and continue on with my morning, moment by moment, relishing the warmth and comfort I am in, and doing something positive and worthwhile. But because my ego is creating stories, my present moments this morning are getting trampled by things I'm only holding in my mind that aren't even happening. And we do this with almost every situation we have, moment to moment. Every present moment being presented to us as an experience where we get to choose how we want to experience it. By accepting these moments for what they are, we can enjoy our life so much more. It's only the stories that sabotage our present moments. Think of any moment you find yourself in. Can you just accept it for what it is? Or does your ego jump in, take conscious mind control, and begin telling you stories about it that are only held in your mind and aren't actually happening in your present moment? These stories are non-acceptance. By not accepting things as they are, we are giving away our power to something as silly as a story in our mind that is completely made up and not real. It's not even happening except in our mind. Stuck in heavy traffic? Stuck at a stoplight? Can we just accept it, or do we allow our ego to create a story? Perhaps one that tells us we're going to be late for work. Or perhaps not only will we be late, the boss is going to be mad. Or that we have a lot of work to catch up on, and being late is only going to make our work day even more stressful if we're late. What is actually happening in the present moment? We are simply sitting at a stoplight along with a lot of others who are doing the same. That is all that is actually happening. But because our ego is creating a bunch of stories, playing out different scenarios in a future that hasn't even happened yet, we cannot accept our present moment. This is the power of acceptance. To not accept things as they are weakens us, because we are then giving our power away to our ego, allowing it to create stories that get us emotional. And being trapped in our ego and emotions causes us to react to people and situations in a negative way. I'm going to tell you something that, although it is rather obvious, our programming doesn't allow us to function this way, and it is a real life-changing concept. The power of acceptance lies in our awareness of every situation we find ourselves in. But if you contemplate the answer to this question, it can completely change the way you experience life. Can you change the present moment? Of course not. No one can. Think about this. We cannot change our present moment. No matter what we are doing or what is happening, our present moment is what it is. Our programming tells us that life should be experienced by having the world be the way we want it, but it seldom is. So anything happening in our present moment has already happened. It just is what it is. We cannot change our present moment. It should be obvious to us, but we do not and cannot accept it if it's not to our liking. And when it's not to our liking, our ego creates stories about it. Yet with every present moment we find ourselves in, we have the power of acceptance to drastically alter our experience of it. We cannot change our present moment. But we can choose to accept it. Once we learn to accept each and every present moment for exactly what it is, without the stories, we now have control over our life. Suppose in this present moment we are overweight. Can we change the fact that we are overweight in this present moment? No. But we can accept that, in this present moment, we are overweight. By accepting it, we become aware of it, And in our awareness, we can make plans and set a goal that sometime in our future, in that future present moment, we will experience not being overweight. We can use the present moment as an opportunity to alter our future. But we cannot alter our future without accepting the present as it is. The power of acceptance allows us to calmly acknowledge things as they are, and then use this knowledge to change the course of our life so future present moments need not be frustrating, aggravating, or any number of other emotional reactions we might have to them. In this present moment, we are overweight. We cannot change this. We accept that we are overweight. No story. We just are. Okay, so what do you want to do about your future? Keep experiencing future present moments of being overweight? We can use this as an opportunity to set a goal to lose weight. If we're stuck at a traffic light and are going to be late for work in this present moment, can we change this present moment? No. But if we accept it for what it is, we can use this as an opportunity to learn and perhaps make plans to leave for work a little earlier in the future so that future present moments of being stuck at a traffic light allows us to accept it because we will no longer have the story around the present moment of being stuck at a traffic light. Think of every present moment as just being what it is, accept it for what it is, an experience of opportunity to learn. The power of acceptance removes the stories, which removes the problems associated with it. Every moment of our life is an opportunity. Every single moment we experience is an opportunity. But we cannot see it as such without acceptance. Once we learn to use the power of acceptance, we can experience these present moments with gratitude and thank the universe for allowing us to see this moment for what it is and respond to it as needed so that all similar experiences from this moment on can be improved. No matter who we meet or what situation we find ourselves in, if we can accept it, we can grow from the experience. It is a choice to accept or not accept the present moment only as it is, not what we wish it could be. From this moment on, accept that you cannot change your present moment. No matter how much the present moment may not be to our liking as it is already happening, and this is nothing we can do about it. But we can alter our future if we see it as an opportunity to learn something about ourselves. And this takes awareness. We need to be aware of each and every present moment and fully experience it as it is. It's okay to not be okay with it. Just realize you cannot change it and accept it for what it is. Learn from it and choose to do something with this moment that prevents us from experiencing similar moments in our future in the same way. The power of acceptance lies not in accepting our problems as they are and then not doing anything about what we can control. We can't control the moment because it too quickly becomes our past. The power of acceptance comes from our awareness in each moment that it is an opportunity to learn and grow. I can accept that winter here is what it is. I do not have to keep living in it, being trapped by how it presents itself to me, by being miserable in it. My misery with winter is all on me, because winter here just is what it is. I cannot change the weather. It is what it is. If I accept it for what it is, I can make plans to move at some point, or to at least travel to a winter home where it's warm during these moments, and winter here can just be what it always is. In the meantime, I can prepare for snow and cold and accept that until I do make some change in my life that allows me to get away from it, I will just deal with it as I need to, moment by moment. Right now, it is bitter cold out. So what? I'm inside, warm, and grateful I have someplace warm to present this podcast to you. Like everything else we learn, we cannot do so without having awareness of the present for what it really is. And whatever it is, we can accept it, acknowledge it, and learn from it. Growth never happens without acceptance. Growth only happens with gratitude. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by clicking like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below the show notes. As always, until next time, stay inspired.